Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Matthew, chapter number 24, and we're looking at some of the signs of the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We put in verse number 32 of Matthew 24, where the Bible says, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh." Now, when the Lord Jesus says these words on the Mount of Olives there in Matthew 24, he is just in the a few days earlier has cursed the fig tree, and the only judgmental miracle or judgmental act that Christ did upon the earth. And of course, that was a sign to the nation of Israel. And so he used a fruitless fig tree as a picture of the nation of Israel. And the nation of Israel is, in Scripture, is pictured in a variety of different ways. The nation of Israel is represented, is talked about as the vine. And this is from the time it became a nation, the time it was formed, up until the time that it rejected Christ. And so the nation of Israel was a vine. And then the nation of Israel also is represented by the olive tree. So the vine tree and then the olive tree. Once that Christ returns, and after the return of Christ, and after the nation of Israel has repented and received Christ, they will be dealt with and be talked about as an olive tree. We know that Romans 11 talks about us Gentiles being the wild olive branch that have been grafted in. But the fig tree represents political Israel. And the fig tree is a picture of Israel from the time that the nation rejects Christ, which they had just done days prior, and of course had done through the whole life of Christ, but it was coming to the culmination, to the time when they will in turn accept Christ as their Savior. The Scripture says, learn a parable of the fig tree. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. And of course, we know that here, in this parable, it talks about it putting forth leaves. It didn't say it put forth fruit, but it put forth leaves. Well, that's where we are today. Political Israel has been reborn. Do you understand that the promise of this passage, and of course the Old Testament fulfillment of the Jews returning to the land, and then once again Israel becoming a nation, the nation of Israel disintegrated, if you will, in AD 70. And was finally and ultimately were evicted from the Promised Land in 135 during the Bar Kokhba rebellion. And so from that time up until 1948, when Israel once again become a nation, this was all future tense and was all prophetic. But I'm glad to report to you that since that time, that we have this generation has been allowed to see once again the fig leaves come forth from the fig tree. Now, again, they are still Christ rejecting, and therefore they're fruitless. And yet the leaves have put forth. And of course, the season is near. And it's a sign. It's a sign the church age is about to run its course. It's a sign that the rapture is imminent. And it's also a sign that God is about to begin once again to deal with the Jewish people. And so the Scripture says for a sign of the coming of Christ, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know summer is nigh. Well, every time you listen and every time you turn on the news and you hear the word the nation of Israel, just remember that that parable of the fig tree is in effect, and that the coming of Christ could be very soon indeed, because as we'll see later, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Are you ready to meet the Lord today? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you would help us, Lord, as the church, to be ready for your appearing. And we ask, God, that you prepare every heart in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.